I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Ebola outbreak in Liberia is far worse than previously estimated if the World Health Organization's predictions are true. Reach Beyond's Wayne Peterson says they're talking about 20,000 new cases. The normal approach isn't working, so Reach Beyond decided to try a different strategy. They're utilizing radio. The UK team is producing educational radio programs in both French and English.
It's a combination of medical and sanitation education, as well as pointing the people to Jesus as the great physician.
It's the fastest way to reach millions with the life-saving information they need to survive. Listen to what they're saying at missionnetworknews.org. Next, with all the bad news surrounding Iraq these days, it's good to hear a positive report, isn't it? We'll take this next update, for example. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says 64 families became Christ followers last week. 12 of those were Muslim families. We have more details in the full report at our website. Pray for these new followers of Jesus. Muslim background believers face the fiercest persecution because they're viewed as traitors. And life would be a lot easier if we could just plug our ears and pretend like sex slavery and human trafficking don't exist. But then people like Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders tells us stories like this.
One of the girls in the safe house is 18, and she and her two sisters were used by their dad for 4 years. And the mother said, this is your dad's way of showing you that he loves you.
VBB is rescuing trafficked victims in Nepal and India and introduces them to Christ. Read their latest update and plug into their work at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.